Welcome to SCI Science Perspectives, a podcast brought to you by the American Spinal Injury Association. In this podcast, we'll be discussing emerging literature spanning the full spectrum of SCI research, from discovery to clinical application. You're listening to a Community Perspectives episode with Dr. Tersan Padavie and Mr. Gaddy. I'm one of your hosts, David.
And I'm Faria. Today, we will be discussing the paper titled Gait Recovery in Patients with Late Assessment of Incomplete Spinal Cord Injury, a Retrospective Study in Argentina. This was published in the Journal of Spinal Cord Medicine. This paper was submitted by the Asia's Americas Committee. We have two guests today, Dr. Tersan de Padavie and Mr. Gaddy. Mr. Gaddy is a physiatry physical therapist who graduated from the University of Buenos Aires in 1998. Currently, his clinical and academic appointments include instructor of neurological kinesiology and a researcher at the University of Buenos Aires and director of neurorehabilitation in the area of spinal cord injury at Fleni Institute Escobar, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Mr. Gaddy has been in this position for the last 23 years. Dr. Daniela Tersan de Padavie is a professor of physiology at the University of Louisville School of Medicine. She completed her PhD in physiology and biophysics from U of L in 2011 under the mentorship of Dr. Susan Harkema. Her research interests include the evaluation of non-pharmaceutical, non-invasive therapies to diminish secondary complications among people with spinal cord injuries, including pulmonary function, respiratory muscle activation, body composition, cardiovascular fitness, and autonomic dysfunction in people with chronic cervical or thoracic SCI. Dr. Tersan de Padavie is currently investigating the effectiveness of biofeedback with immersive virtual reality and breathing techniques on blood pressure modulation and decreasing episodes of orthostatic hypotension, which are debilitating and very common in this population. Dr. Tersan de Padavie has vast experience teaching physiology at the undergraduate and graduate level and to professional and school age students through her community outreach projects. A complementary line of inquiry is understanding effective pedagogical approaches for teaching physiology. Her research has provided her with a foundation for teaching and service efforts to promote and implement evidence-based active learning in the classroom and community. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the introduction.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe to open us up here, the good doctor and Mr. Gaddy can tell us about the origins of how this study came to be, because I do believe it has to do with the committee that recommended that we review the paper.
El Comité del Asia organizó para Latinoamérica un curso de investigación sobre cómo redactar un trabajo de investigación científica en lesionados medulares. Había que postularse y luego de la postulación quedaban incluidos 10 personas profesionales de la salud que trabajaban con lesiones medulares. A partir de ahí nos conocimos, o sea, conocí a la gente que trabaja en el Comité del Asia para Latinoamérica. Y tomé contacto con Daniela Tersan, que es una excelente amiga y profesional. Y posterior a esto, el objetivo del curso de investigación era desarrollar un trabajo de investigación, por lo cual cuando terminó el curso, nosotros en Fleni continuamos con el desarrollo de ese trabajo, porque no pudo ser concluido en la etapa donde se brindó el curso, por el escaso tiempo que tenía el curso, y posterior a eso continuamos con el trabajo, en el cual invité a Daniela, si podía seguir ella tutoreando el trabajo, y bueno, gracias a su ayuda pudimos terminarlo y poder publicarlo en una revista científica.
And for our listeners who are joining us in linking the Americas, you just heard Mr. Gaddy respond in Spanish. Sometimes he will respond in English. And now Dr. Tersan will tell us what was said.
So Marcelo was excited to hear about the Americas Committee Asia America Committee's workshop on clinical investigation, he said that it was hard to find. It was very competitive. There were many people applying, so you had to present the work that you were going to work with, because the idea initially was to at least create a poster that would lead to a paper. And so we kind of helped, but it was a limited period of time. And unfortunately, it's not enough to finish a paper. So he decided to invite me to see if I can work one-on-one with them and get this paper a reality to become actually a paper. And we did. And so basically for him and for other participants in the workshop, that was like totally free. And it was very flexible. We meet them where they were. And we had so many participants presenting at Asia, submitting papers, collaborating, and the amazing work that they are doing is beyond like what people can see, because physicians or other health professionals in Argentina or in any other country, they don't have the time saying, okay, you have 10% research time. There is no time. So they have full days, long days in the clinic, and they do out of this, out of their passion and their heart on their free time. So this is something I wanted to remark, because we meet on Saturday sometimes. We meet when we did the workshop, it was in the evening, like 7 p.m. It's like a lot of effort, a lot of dedication from each of the participants. It was like so inspiring for me, being on the other side, seeing the quality of work that is being done in Latin America with zero resources, with zero time, and how much they can. This is my part. I'm just adding, he didn't mention it, but I think that it's important to mention how amazing, how dedicated everybody in Mr. Gatti's group, but also every single person from all the countries that I met. It literally makes you rethink. I'm doing enough in life for like my, you know, in the future, my, how did I say, I forgot, my legacy. They are creating a strong legacy of caring and compassion, and not leaving just people with no access to care. They do above and beyond, like tremendous work. And I wanted to mention that.
It's inspiring for us to hear the story and just to hear about the behind the scenes and the work ethic and everything that kind of went into putting this assessment together and getting this information out there for readership to read. One thing that I wanted to ask you guys about was, and this is something that I don't have that much knowledge about, what is the current rehabilitation care in Argentina for these SCI patients? And, you know, if you could just give some details about what is the work that's being done there, what can a patient with a spinal cord injury expect if they're in Argentina in terms of their rehab?
Inicialmente, FLENI es una institución que recibe pacientes un periodo subagudo, donde el paciente con lesión medular ingresa a su rehabilitación y se lo valora con la evaluación del INSCI.
Okay, let me try to translate that. Initially, when they go to FLENI, or when they get to this center, this is in the subacute phase. And at that point, they have the INSCI evaluation by Marcelo's team. Okay, dale.
Una vez que tenemos la evaluación del INSCI en relación a lo publicado, los pacientes con lesión medular incompleta empiezan su rehabilitación, que está basada en tres pilares.
Okay. After the INSCI evaluation is done, the incomplete SCI patients are going to start with the
Los pacientes reciben también terapia ocupacional y otro tipo de terapia multidisciplinaria, por lo cual hacen el abordaje completo para su vuelta a la casa.
Okay, they have a comprehensive therapy team of PT, all multidisciplinary, all the areas, but Mr. Gatt is only focusing on the recovery of gait at this point. And they do the INSCI, and then, y después, ¿qué pasa, Marce?
Inmediatamente que ingresa a la institución, son pacientes con un grado de severidad muy importante después de la lesión, lo cual la mayoría de ellos no tienen ni estabilidad de tronco en sentado, no logran pararse, no logran dar algún paso con asistencia.
Most of the patients that they receive are incomplete and with lack trunk stability, gait, and even overall motor control. Severe, like very severe. So they go to Flenny, they do the assessment, and then they receive the three pillars that you're going to mention now.
We base the rehabilitation treatment in three pillars: general straightening of the extremity and fundamentally reinforcing core stability exercise in the stretcher. Secondly, vertically starting with a standing bed until the patient is able to stand upright with a walker. And thirdly, to initiate walking as early as possible with the level of assistance necessary to achieve it. That is to say, to provide the necessary support from therapies, walking aids, and orthotic device. This according to the criteria and condition of SCADA patients. We do it on training, on body voice support, or on other ground.
Very clear. And for our clinical host, Dr. Kelly, does this sound familiar?
Yeah, it's there's definitely, when you take these patients, you're going to start off with just, you know, like range of motion, stretching, strengthening. And then, yes, you build up to core strengthening so that you keep yourself upright. And then you'll transition to like overground walking, or, you know, potentially in a standing frame, just to see, like, will you tolerate standing upright with blood pressure changes, just not feeling well because you've been in bed for a while. And then you will then transition to your ambulation, and that's going to look different for everybody based on, you know, the amount or the type of injury that you have. And that could range from just doing like overground walking with between parallel bars with assistive devices, and then that can go to body weight treadmill walking for us if you need a certain amount of your body weight removed so that you can ambulate. So yeah, the buildup is very, very similar.
So it's great to see that, at least in the case of Flenny, there can be an Argentinian person who acquires a spinal cord injury and receives excellent locomotor rehabilitation. So hopefully all of them become your patients, Mr. Gatti. There was one difference that we identified previously, though, in a standard of care here in the United States that differs in Argentina, that turned out to be a little bit of a gateway into this project. So can we talk a little about the INSCI, the International Standards for the Neurological Classification of Spinal Cord Injury, which is a very common neurological exam done throughout all of the world? It was developed to be simple for that reason. And yet in Argentina, maybe it's missing at a certain point. So maybe you can lead us in, Dr. Teresin de Pallavier, and then Mr. Gatti can follow up.
Sí, el INSCI es una evaluación que por ahí en Sudamérica, me animo a decir en Sudamérica, en los países como Uruguay, Chile, Perú, Bolivia, Paraguay, mismo Argentina, no se implementa por falta de conocimiento y porque no hay centros de rehabilitación que estén desarrollados para atender pacientes con lesión medular.
In his point of view, the INSCI is not widely, the people don't know. There is no training, there is no knowledge. And he can say that he believed that most countries, at least of South America, all the countries he mentioned, Peru, Bolivia, Uruguay, that is a big limitation, the lack of knowledge to specialize on that training. And that is a big issue. Maybe we need to send a team to train everybody over there. Since everything, all the papers have been, all the forms are translated in Spanish. Maybe we just need to do an outreach.
A great call to action to Asia's Americas committee and reach out to the pod if you want to join us in this effort. So, Mr. Gaddy, what was it about the lack of the INSCI, so the INSCI absence, that inspired you in this project?
Toda la información que uno recolecta basada en la evidencia está fundamentada por las valoraciones del ISCI. A partir de... Sí, querés, Daniela.
All the valorations and all the assessments are required to have an INSCI, to have a point to see what is changing.
Digamos, todas las reportes basados en la evidencia están fundamentadas sobre la valoración del INSCI. O sea que aporta mucha información la valoración del INSCI inicial dentro de los 15 días, dentro de los 30 días, para poder diseñar y planificar un programa con un paciente internado. Nos va a brindar, sí.
Okay, voy cortito porque si no me olvido. He said that it's critical within the first 15 to 30 days to have evidence-based assessments in order to track and to not only to track but to plan the recovery of that patient or the training or the rehab process. And so he thought that the need is important that to have that evidence to show the importance of these assessments.
It seemed to me that the impact will be for all those involved in the healthcare system. Patients will benefit because they will receive more accurate information on their recovery. For example, days of hospitalization, device they will need for discharge, modification that will facilitate the accessibility of their return home. And those who return to work will be able to plan with their employer for the relocation of their job. In other words, to be able to plan on basis of the date reported in this study.
And that was going to be my kind of follow-up last question of how what's kind of like the big takeaway and how do both of you want this study to impact the care for spinal cord patients in Argentina? And I think you guys both mentioned it of how first of all there needs to be and like this facility is great and you're doing so much good work, but then expanding that to the larger areas and the vast countries in South America, and so that every spinal cord patient gets the same amount of treatment and the same types of rehab modalities, and not just the patients, but also the, their caregivers and their family members. And so, I think it's a really, really inspiring initiative that you both have started here, and just to highlight an area of need and how things would be impacted. So this was great, and thank you so much for letting us know about your story.
Thank you.
Para mí el gol de esta publicación se alcanzó valga la redundancia, al estar publicada y brindar esta información para que otros países con bajos ingresos que se sienten limitados porque la evidencia se basa principalmente en países de altos ingresos, puedan ser representados por este trabajo, que ellos puedan tomar estos datos para poder sacar los beneficios que hablamos anteriormente en todas las personas que están en esta situación de una lesión medular.
This is so amazing. And he said that he already accomplished his goal, that is to be able to publish internationally, and he expects that other countries being able to take this data from a country of low income country, because all the standards of care and all the evidence-based approaches that we use are made in high income countries, and they don't relate to the reality of many countries. So it's almost impossible. So his goal was to make sure that others see other countries or other people, other groups like his group, see the value of doing this and find ways to do it for the best interest of the patient. And I think that is the coolest way to end this.
Yeah, the most thanks to the Americas Committee for this fantastic recommendation of two, you know, excellent scientists to interview, and especially through Mr. Gaddy's work on the ground, connect the Americas. So very nice to meet you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody is always welcome to support the Americas Committee in the ways of economic donation for people to travel to be able to present the work that they do in countries that is very prohibited to travel and represent. So every time that we have representation from Latin America means that it's a lot of work, tons of work for many people. So if anybody out there is listening and want to support young scientists like Mr. Gatti or many others that we have, please do. It's so worth it. You're going to feel great.
There's your call to action.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCI Science Perspectives, brought to you by the American Spinal Injury Association. The paper discussed in this episode was chosen based on the recommendation of Asia's Americas Committee. The podcast was founded thanks to the leadership of Dr. Suzanne Rowe and is now made possible by your producer hosts, David McMillan, Priya Kalik, and Marla Petriello, our production assistant and editor, Abby Fox, and Asia's front office. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please contact us at sciperspectivespodcast@gmail.com.